Some residents of Dallas, Texas, are sick and tired of the low-hanging pants look called sagging. In fact, the city's deputy mayor pro tem, Dwayne Carraway, proposed to outlaw sagging pants. That idea ran into some freedom of expression issues, but the effort continues. A local hip-hop artist has even recorded a song that raps on the uncoolness of sagging. Weekend Edition essayist Diane Roberts considers the problem.
It's flat-out shocking. I mean, young men wearing their britches down around their knees, it's anti-American. It's anti-gravity. Actually, I guess it's pro-gravity, but that's beside the point. And it's not as if we don't have anything else to worry about. What with terrorism, global warming, economic cooling, the national debt, Jenna's engagement, Brad splitting up with Angelina, and the revelation that Hogwarts headmaster Dumbledore is gay, why should citizens be subjected to unsolicited views of a person's boxers? Or unwelcome manifestations of booty. We've seen this kind of disrespect before. In the 1790s, young men called incroyables ran around Paris frightening decent people with their tight pants and their weird haircuts. Their favorite do was la victime, as in victime of the guillotine. It was short in back and long on the sides, a sort of anti-mullet. The girlfriends were the merveilleuses, which is French for totally hot babes. The future Empress Josephine ran with this bunch, which tells you a lot about France. The merveilleuses sported diaphanous dresses slit up to here and cut down to wherever. The merveilleuses would dampen the fabric so the muslin would cling to their nubile bodies. Even worse, they'd go commando without so much as a petticoat under there. And y'all thought Brittany was bad? In 1795, the Jacobins arrested incroyables for sartorial affronts to the French people. Under Queen Elizabeth I, you could get busted for wearing the wrong kind of ruff. In the 19th century, certain American states made it a crime for women to wear trousers. I say we take a stand, here and now, against the scourge of sagging. I'm all for the soon-to-be hip-hop classic Pull Your Pants Up by Mr. Dooney DePriest. But let's get Washington involved. The U.S. government spends all that time and money spying on people when they make an overseas phone call just because they use phrases like suicide bomb, the mall, and Dick Cheney. Why not create a CIA, FBI, PSYOPs, fashion police special unit? Or if they're all too busy, I hear Blackwater will soon be looking for a new gig.
Diane Roberts issues fashion citations in Tallahassee, Florida. This is NPR News.